the oil-rich city of Kirkuk, targeting four neighborhoods across the city. According to the local security officials, about dozens of people have been killed and tens of others injured. They say two car bombs and seven roadside bombs exploded near two Shiite mosques in the city of Kirkuk on Sunday. The reaction of the local officials in the city was quick, as the local officials condemned the attacks against the civilians and called on the residents of the city to remain in their homes to help the local security forces to stabilize the security in the city.
The civilians are the only victims of these attacks. The central government must put an end to terrorist attacks and save the people of Kirkuk.
Kirkuk's tribal leaders say that the central government has to increase its forces presence in the city and help the local security forces to impose law and order in the city.
Security will not be restored until the central government's forces are deployed in the city. We need the support of the central government.
The residents say they are the victim of the current dispute between the central government and the Kurdistan Regional Government.
Our houses have been destroyed. Our life is in danger. The dispute between Baghdad and the KRG is threatening our life.
The explosions come as Iraq's central government and the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region have agreed to gradually withdraw their troops from disputed territories in the northern Iraq in a bid to end a tense military standoff. The residents of Kirkuk have called on the central government to intervene and bring an end to the unrest in their city and urged the KRG to set its differences with Baghdad. Wissam Albati, Press TV, Kirkuk.